Thanks, everybody. I worked real hard on that one. We were hanging out here last night, and I was realizing what a great festival this is when you can hang out and see Emmylou Harris, Gillian Welch, and Wilco all in the same 2 hours. It's pretty cool. Not many festivals like that. And then I grabbed a van. From back here, they're gonna take me back to my hotel, and I popped in there. Somebody tapped me on the shoulder. It was kind of a dark van, and somebody tapped me on the shoulder, and it's Sam Bush. He says, "You're one of those Wilkie boys, aren't you?" Yeah, I guess. It all depends. And he proceeded to tell me one of the coolest King Wilkie stories that I'd heard yet. I'd heard a couple of cool stories about Bill Monroe riding his horse King Wilkie up on stage back in the, I guess that was back in the 40s, but he told me my new favorite King Wilkie story. I would tell it to you, but it's really long. It's really long. All right. he said James Monroe, Bill Monroe's son, and Bill were driving along and pulling King Wilkie in a horse trailer behind the car, truck, whatever they're driving, and they heard a clank sound, you know. Wondered what it was for a couple of miles. They were going about, I guess Sam told me they were going about 35, 40 miles an hour. And they figured, man, something's not right. So they drove a couple more miles and realized that the bottom had fallen out of their horse trailer. King Wilkie not only had not fallen down and broken his legs, but he'd kept up with them and run along. Said he was never the same. He was never the same horse after that. They put him out to stud, so maybe that was a better thing for old King Wilkie anyways. We'll play a song here that we wrote a little while ago. We've been carrying around this one for a while. This one called It's Been a Long Time.